It's time for high school football on ESPN Radio, 101.9 FM and 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority. Tonight's game is brought to you by Midwest Amusement, Bergman Specialty Products, Able Heating and Cooling, OmniSource, Spring Arbor Lumber and Home Center, and Blair's Car Care.
High school football on ESPN 101.9 and 1450 AM is also brought to you by the Protection Center, the Collector Zone, American Title Company, Legacy Assisted Living, ProCare Automotive, LaFaire Realty, Subway, the player of the game, Autolab, CNB, Northwest Community Schools, and Jackson Public Schools.
Now our award-winning sports team, GOC and Tom Ratchford.
Welcome back to Withington Stadium here on 101.9 and 1450. High school football, we're running a little late tonight if you weren't with us about a half hour ago or 25 minutes ago. Ann Arbor Huron's bus broke down. And if it was the bus that they ended up here at Jackson High with, not a surprise. That looked like a real old-timer. Looked like something out of about the 70s that rolled in here on crutches. But we are about 7 or 8 minutes away from the start. They gave Huron about 25 minutes to get ready here. And both teams have trickled back out to the football field. And so we will have football opening night here on 101.9 and 1450. Again, we come right back at you tomorrow night with Lumen Christi and Grand Rapids West Catholic. Two-minute break. We'll be back with more from Withington on 101.9 and 1450.
This is high school football on ESPN Radio 101.9 FM and 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
Back at Withington again, running a little late tonight. The clock says we will play in about 5 minutes. We'll have to see if that is going to be on time or not. As Huron, they're still running some plays over here. And Jackson High is ready to go. You wonder how this might affect things, Tom.
Well, it's got to. And the guy that's probably more upset than anybody is band director Joel Shaner. I can see him there on the 33-yard line. He's got about 200 kids over there that have been, you know, they were going to be part of this also. And it's just, it's a bad situation for everyone. There really is no penalty for showing up late. We were talking about that before this game, about different theatrics that schools would pull. I remember when I was coaching here, Lumen Christi would pull that on us. We played on a Saturday afternoon at 1, and they would just show up at 5 minutes to 1, and the kids would sit here wondering if they were going to come or not. And, of course, being from across town, they could just arrive at 5 to 1. But there's no penalty. They could have came at 1:30, and there isn't a heck of a lot you can do. I do know this, though. If I were coaching here on High and I was playing at Jackson, my bus would have left at 4 o'clock. We would have planned on arriving at 5 for a 7 o'clock game. There's an old adage, you would rather be an hour early than a minute late. And certainly breakdowns can occur, but that would give you enough time to if something happened. And we've had flat tires and things before.
Sure.
And but you build an extra hour in so that you can get here on time and do things right.
Yeah, you plan correctly.
Speaking of that, we're leaving early tomorrow for Grand Rapids. Well, on that road, you could hit deer.
You can hit a lot of things.
Well, I have Friday afternoon traffic through Lansing and then through Grand Rapids to get to the other side. That's not going to be a pick.
Great to have Bob Richardson back this year, Subway player of the game. After the game, if we get one going here. LaFaire Realty, Blair's Car Care, Legacy Assisted Living, Lloyd Ganton Group, American Title, Collector Zone, Protection Center, part of our group here tonight on 101.9 and 1450. And got to be a lot of excitement down in that Jackson huddle right now, Tom. That's, I, you know, I hate to harp on it, but I it's a critical game, really, for them. This is a game on your schedule you look at. You got to win this.
Indeed, absolutely, and especially coming off last week's scrimmage when they did so well against Chelsea, who was much ballyhooed. It was a good night for them. We all know scrimmages don't mean a heck of a lot because of the penalties and the fumbles and this and that. But the kids, they did show that they can play. And Huron High, let's face it, has gone through some turmoil. Coach Andre Parker, I think it's Andre Parker, is in his second year. And they're just... they've had trouble. A year ago or 2 years ago, they had a fight with Pioneer High at the end of the game, and it was kind of, you know, put a bad mark on their season, and they've just tried to bounce back from that. So Huron did line, they got on the field and warmed up, and they're going to line up now for the national anthem. I think at when the clock hits zero, and we'll be able to get this thing underway, maybe with about a 40-minute delay.
Let's take a three-minute break, and we will be back. Hopefully get this thing kicked off. It's Jackson High, Ann Arbor, Huron, your only live coverage on 101.9 and 1450.
This is High School Football on ESPN Radio 101.9 FM and 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
Marching Vikings with the national anthem, and we're just about ready to go here with the Vikings, River Rats of Ann Arbor here on Jackson. Won just one game last year, as we mentioned earlier. This game they certainly could have won last year, time and let get away.
Happened a couple times last year. Lansing Eastern was one of the other ones, and you know, all of a sudden you can take a 1-8 and make it 3-6, and it just sounds so much better.
Take six to get in the playoffs, of course, and that's...
Well, in our league, it's tough. And your non-league game, you know, you've got one non-league game with Lumen Christi. Now, this one here is a game that you certainly should be able to win. Now you go through the conference, but Eastern hasn't been very good. East Lansing isn't predicted to be good either.
Yep, there's some winnable games.
Yep, and Holt is with a new coach. Al Slammer finally gave it up and went back to Battle Creek, and they're coached by Chad Falk, a former Holt quarterback. The Holt people really kind of wanted to get back with one of their own, and we'll see how that works out for them, but... You would think that Holt and Grand Ledge will still be very formidable. And, of course, you've got Lansing Sexton and Everett. And then, you know, Okemos, you ought to be able to knock them off as well. And I think Jackson, you know, as long as they keep things going, might be able to do that.
Huron kicks off. Corey Pryor, Shante Suddeth, Anthony Coffey are deep for the Vikings. They're all down. Between the 5-yard line and the goal line. kicker is Ian. And here's Pryor, 2 yard line on the run back. 20, 25, 30, 40, one man to beat, 50. Can they catch him? Cut back, still on his feet. Pryor is down to the 14-yard line of Ann Arbor Huron. No flags. Well, great job by the kick team.
Yeah, Corey Pryor can fly. Schmitzerly kicked the ball deep to Pryor, which is a mistake, as everybody knows. And Pryor broke tackle by Schmitzerly, and another kid finally was actually a nice tackle by Bryce McSwain. And Jackson High on his very first possession will take over first. Oh, no.
Is there a flag? I didn't see a flag. Oh, my goodness.
It's not going to be first and 10 from the 15.
No. Boy, there was a gaping hole far sideline, and Pryor, I don't think anybody touched Pryor until he got all the way down, probably to the Huron 30-yard line.
Yep, and it's holding on Jackson, so the ball is going to be placed. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, first play of the game, penalty. And that penalty is about a 60-yard penalty on Jackson High. In fact, it's a 65-yard penalty. They would have had it at the 15. First down at the 20. Luan Bramlett out of the gun. Players, a lot of people in motion. Bramlett keeps it, and he gets nothing. Snowed under. He tried to go off the right side for Jackson. Offensive line is Brandon Rudolph, 215-pound senior. Nate Lavery, senior at 220, sophomore. Noah Hubbard is the center, sophomore at 215. Left guard Carl Albrecht, senior at 300. Left tackle Cormac Carroll, senior at 260. And Bramlett keeps, spins out of the first tackle and gets out to the 25-yard line.
We talked earlier, Greg, about the decisions that the quarterback has to make on that, and he kept it himself. He kind of faked that veer and stepped off the left side behind left tackle Cormac Carroll.
Bring up a third, about six or a long five. Bramlett rolling, throwing, and that is caught! What a catch up near midfield. Of course, you can't see the numbers here on these uniforms. It looked like.
And I didn't bring the Windex like we were going to, so we could wash this window either.
Looked like Maurice White, 21.
It looked like he got away with a push, so that might have maybe equalized a little bit of that penalty on the opening kickoff. So Jackson gets the ball now, first and 10, midfield.
Good throw by Bramlett. And they run a little trap play off left tackle Deshante Suddeth, and he has about 4 yards. Down to the Huron 47. That previous play on third and six, Bramlett had to put it right on the numbers, and he did. And Maurice White was really covered like a blanket and really took the ball away from the defender. Second five, Bramlett rolling, looking. Throws incomplete. Bramlett probably should have pulled that down and ran. It looked like he had a lot of room to run. Pass intended for Butler was incomplete, and Butler trickles to the sideline. He was shaken up a bit. Third down for the Vikings and five from the Huron 46. And Bramlett loose in the secondary, 40, 35, the 30. And he's inside the 20-yard line for a first down, Jackson. Fake to Suddeth off the right. Huge gaping hole to the left.
You know, they open the field up, and a lot of things can happen. They're running a lot of kids into it. Receiver, Armand Jones is over here on the left. He's split. They've got speed all over the place if the line can continue to block.
First down, Jackson at about the 19. And Bramlett again, up the middle. He's all the way down to the 11-yard line as he's spun down there. But a good pickup, almost 8 yards on first down. for the senior 185-pound quarterback, Lawan Bramlett.
And he was tackled by Dell Thompson in the middle there for Huron High.
A lot of fakes here early to Shante Suddeth.
You don't know who's got the ball.
And Suddeth does this time, and he's got a first down, and he's got a touchdown. Shante Suddeth. About 11 yards for a Viking score. And that was pretty easy. Jackson goes 80 yards. The big play was that third and six pass completion by Bramlett to White. And then they really shredded the Huron defense to take a 6-0 lead with 9.5 to go here in the first quarter on 101.9, 1450.
Of course, Jackson seldom kicks, so they'll go for two.
Bikes go for two, and they have pulled the ball over near the near hash mark. Bramlett hands it off. Easy two on the little handoff to Jamar Paris. Wow. Bikes make it look easy here early. 8-0. Back in 30 seconds with the Viking kick on 101-9, 1450.
Would you buy a furnace or heat pump for your home that's been owned by somebody else? You would if it was a brand new York system. See, the technicians at our factory own every detail that goes into manufacturing York equipment, like firing up and run testing every unit, or knowing the optimal amount of RTV sealant on a heat exchanger. So for heating equipment that's really well built, you want a York. Built here in the USA. Built right, built by York.
Go to Able Heating and Cooling's website, able-heating.com, or call 517-629-3599.
This is high school football on ESPN Radio 101.9 FM and 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
Jackson High up 8-0 here early from Withington. Midwest Amusement, Bergman Specialty Products, OmniSource, Spring Arbor Lumber and Home Center, part of our group this year on 101.9 and 1450. And the Vikings, little short squib kick. And that'll be covered at the 46. Not a very good one. That was just a little pop-up. And it was covered.
Ray Miles, number 15.
Ray Miles.
For Ann Arbor Huron. Well, Scott Farley gets a lot of... Of course, there's a lot of talk about him. They never kick it deep. They do have a good package on these, and they really work on these short kicks where they dump it, and they if he could just get these guys to execute it, it's really a good package of a kickoff. I could argue you would almost be better doing that against Jackson High rather than kick it deep to Pryor.
Yeah, agreed. Huron has a first down, good field position. They're on 47. Following the short kick, their quarterback is Broderick Smith. He fumbles right away, tries to run out of a pickle, and he's hit behind the line at the 45-yard line. Pretty good pursuit by the Viking defense. Up front, we have Carlos Nelson, Malik Brown, Malik Mathis. Linebackers are Henry Witherspoon, Marcus Worthy, Dalton Yoxheimer, Anthony Coffey. Secondary, got to be a good one. Corey Pryor, Shante Suddeth, Anthony Parker, and Jaquan Ballard in the Vikings secondary.
Brandon Rudolph on the first tackle for the Vikes.
Second and a dozen. Huron runs a very similar offense with one running back. He gets it and breaks outside. Hit hard at the 50. That's a hard run by Miles, Ray Miles. Picked up 6 or 7 yards to the Jackson 47-yard line, and it'll bring up a third down and four. Good run by Miles.
And a nice tackle by Henry Witherspoon. Stood him right up. It'll be third down and four.
8:20 to go in the first. 8-0 Jackson High. On an 11-yard run by Shante Suddeth. Third and four. Smith out of the shotgun. He's rolling, looking. He throws. It's caught. Great coverage by the Vikings.
And he has hit short of a first down. That was grabbed by Marcus Edmondson. And he did not get to the 45. It's going to bring up a fourth down and about two here for the Rats.
Tackled by Kane Flowers, number one for Jackson.
And it looks like they're going to kick it, Tom, which may be something of a surprise here.
Yeah, the snap could be a surprise,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that could be an adventure. Jackson has nobody out on the wide receiver. Finally, somebody runs over there. It's fourth and about two and a half. You got to watch for a fake here also. Snap is okay. Kick is off. It's high and short. And takes a Huron bounce. Good kick. Be down to about the 8-yard line.
Not a lot you can do about that. That's very nice execution by Huron High. Corey Pryor was the single safety deep for Jackson. Rather than mess with that, he put that spin on it that it makes it very difficult to catch. Just go ahead. Don't risk a fumble down there or a muff. Take the ball cleanly at the 8-yard line.
Action brought to you in part by ProCare Automotive, Legacy Assisted Living, The Collector Zone, The Protection Center, American Title Company. Also, JPS, Jackson Public Schools tonight. Jackson really spreads the field here on first down from the 8. They have no running back. And Bramlett out of the gun. Man in motion. Has the football. Huge hole. 10, 15, 20. There goes Pryor. They'll never catch him. Pryor, 92 yards. Not even close. Touchdown, Vikings. Nobody laid a finger on him, Ranch.
You going to be all right?
Maybe not. Holy smokes. 14-0 Vikings.
Jet sweep, Corey Pryor from the right in motion. A very nice shotgun snap by sophomore center Noah Hubbard. Gets the quarterback, Bramlett, gets the ball. They fake. Pryor gets it untouched as the left tackle, Cormac Carroll, blew out that side, and Pryor went to the races. 92 yards and a 14-0 lead with 6:52 to go in the first quarter.
Got one nice block out here at about the 20, the wideout. Tom got that corner and just ran a little interference, and that's all Pryor needs. I mean, they weren't within. He outraced that defense by 20 yards. And the Vikes go for two. Bramlett throws it to the corner, and that's intercepted. Score remains 14-0. We take a 30 break. We're right back with the Viking kickoff. All Jackson here early on 101.9 and 1450.
Laughing voices, vibrant smiles, busy hands. That's what you will find when you visit Legacy Assisted Living Center. This isn't senior living the way you thought it would be. It's senior living the way it should be. This state-licensed center features on-site rehabilitation, a full-service salon, restaurant-style dining, a wide variety of activities, and expert nursing care. At Legacy Assisted Living, we place the emphasis on living. Call 764-2000 to schedule your tour today.
This is high school football on ESPN Radio 101.9 FM and 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
With Tom Ratchford, Greg O'Connor, Josh Ankrel, longtime executive producer. 6:52 to go, first quarter. Jackson up 14-0. This game started right at about the bottom of the hour when Ann Arbor Huron's bus broke down, so they were late arriving here tonight. Here's a little short kick down the middle. It trickles around, and they fall on it at the 33-yard line. Yeah, for Ann Arbor Huron, Tom, that was Tom Meyer.
Okay, trouble now for Huron. They're down 14-0, and it's obvious that Jackson can move the ball down the field, and it's obviously they can break a long play. So Huron's in a world of hurt here because if they can't sustain a drive and have to give the ball back to Jackson High, we could be looking at a blowout early.
think that was Pryor's first carry of the year that went 92. Again, Huron runs a very similar offense with the one running back, Miles. Quarterback got loose into the secondary. He actually bobbled the snap, and that kind of opened up the defense, and Smith rumbled out to about the 40-yard line. That's 7 yards on first down for the Rats. 14-0, Jay High here. Early on, just halfway through this first quarter. Crispin out over the football on second and three. Three wide outs, short side of the field. And Huron jumps, so that'll cost him five. The wide out who is acting as a tight end, Nathie Guerrari. And it'll bring up a second down and eight. They can't afford that, Tom.
No, that puts you in a really bad situation. I mean, they've only had a handful of offensive plays, so it's really difficult to tell. But almost every play that Ann Arbor Huron has run, they've collided with each other.
Yeah, it's looked messy.
The first snap, shotgun snap, went off the quarterback's shoulder pads. A little bit clumsy, let's call it.
I think that would be fair. Smith back out of the shotgun. He stands at the 31. Miles is his tailback. He pitches to Miles. Miles got a block outside, turns the corner, gets out to the 39. He struggles over the 40-yard line. Good second effort by the running back, Ray Miles. 5'9", little powder keg, about 185 pounds. One of those tough guys to bring down. He's ran pretty well here. Limited carries here in the early going.
Wouldn't mind seeing Huron run the ball over to this side so we could get these guys about 30 yards closer so we might be able to read one of those numbers.
Yeah, Jackson High's uniforms are just preposterous. We talked about it before. Quarterback fumbles it. Now it's loose. Ball on the carpet, and Huron got it back.
Fumble on the play.
Well, they got it back, so that's going to save them some yardage, but they're going to have to punt it now as it's going to be 4th and 7. And again, another situation of the backfield where Huron High can't get the ball cleanly either handed off or pitched. And Huron recovered their own fumble, but they're going to kick now. This time, Jackson with 2 setbacks. This one might be returnable.
Ian Schmitzerly.
He's the kid that kicked that game-winning field goal in overtime last year.
We have a timeout here on 14-0 Jackson. Quick break, 30 break. We're right back on 101.9 and 1450.
Hey, what you got there?
Oh, it's a foot-long Subway turkey and bacon guacamole.
Whoa, that's like all my favorite things in one sandwich.
Me too.
As if tender turkey breast and crispy bacon weren't enough, then they added delicious guacamole. It was like they created it just for me. I really gotta get one.
You want some?
Yes. I mean, if you don't mind.
Subway knows what you love. The big-time flavor of the new turkey and bacon guacamole. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
This is high school football on ESPN Radio 101.9 FM and 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
Back here at Withington, out of town scoreboard, Tim.
Holt and Hudsonville are tied at 14 at the end of one. And Hudsonville and the very powerful Ottawa Kent. That's not good news for us if they can go toe-to-toe Holt with Hudsonville.
Saw some movement there. No flag. Booming kick. Fair catch. Taken at the 30-yard line. Good job there by Shante Suddeth. made a little semi-diving catch at the 30.
The other one from the Grand Rapids area, a couple of Jackson High, or former Lubin Christie players, the sons are playing against each other. Johnny Sullivan and Tom Sullivan's kids, East Grand Rapids 7, Grand Rapids Catholic Central 7 at the end of one quarter. Pretty good game up in Metro Grand Rapids.
We'll be up in that neck of the woods tomorrow night. Lubin Christie, West Catholic.
I suspect we'll see a couple of those guys.
That's certainly possible. First down, Vikes. New quarterback, Holland, wide open. Oh, dropped. That could have been a touchdown. Wide open for Jay High, Kane Flowers.
I think it hit him right. Oh. It was a perfectly thrown pass by.
Well, you got to catch that.
Yeah, Jake Collins, a junior, playing his first varsity game, led the team to a 7-2 record last year on the JVs. He throws a great ball. He's intelligent. He's smart. He's got everything you want. He put that ball right on Kane Flowers' shoulder pad, and it bounced off, and it's going to be 2nd and 10.
Here's Holland on a keeper. Really kind of stumbled over his own man. There was some room up the middle. Just about the 33-yard line. We'll give him 3 and a 3rd and 7.
Yeah, it almost looked like he did get kind of tangled up with his center and guard.
Yeah, we'll have a timeout now as Holland took a timeout. He'll come over and talk to Scott Farley. The other game, I'm not sure if that's tonight, Tom. Saline, a lot of people picking them as the top team in Michigan. That remains to be seen. Rockford tonight.
Saline's got a bunch of those Michigan coaches' kids.
Right.
And that's the place to go in the Ann Arbor area. And, of course, Rockford is the place.
That's Rockford.
Yeah.
They're pretty good. Just really, this is the only game here locally. Stockbridge is at home tonight. Interesting matchup with a good Essexville Garber team and Chelsea, who Jackson pushed around a little bit in their scrimmage last week, hosting Grand Rapids Northview. Well, following the timeout, Jay Collin, the junior at quarterback, getting his first duty. Fakes, they run a little flanker around, 35, out near the 40. Great second effort. That might be a first down. Terrific job by Corey Pryor.
Del Thompson had Pryor at around the yard of line of scrimmage, and Pryor kept driving and driving.
Pryor should have never had a first down there, but terrific second effort by Corey Pryor, the senior at 185. Holland, Suddeth, off right tackle out to the 45-yard line, pickup of 5.
Can't argue with 5 on first down off right tackle.
That's a win.
Yeah, that baby, that's pretty safe right there. Again, just a little slant off tackle.
Rudolph, Lavery, Hubbard, Albrecht, Carroll up front. Jackson offensive line. Holland runs an option. Pitch back to Suddeth. 50-45. First down, Vikings. 10 yards on the option pitch to Shante Suddeth.
Yeah, you keep the chains moving. You keep the ball in your possession, and makes football a heck of a lot of fun. And how many times have we been on the other side of what Huron High is going through? This is great to see.
Oh, you know, somebody's hurt. Looks like it's either Lavery or Hubbard. Again, Jackson has numbers. You got to be Superman to read them.
A black jersey with an orange number, and it's bad enough that it's a light orange. It's camouflage.
Yeah.
So they don't really want you to see it.
That was Hubbard who was shaken up.
He's a tough kid.
Yeah, he'll be okay.
He's a sophomore making his first varsity start in Class A.
New center in there. Holland back to throw and overshoots his intended target, Demetrius Craig. Craig was open, but that pass was not close. Second down and 10. Looks like 75, Tom.
Yeah, it's Sam Close. And, you know, his biggest thing isn't blocking right now. He's got to make sure he gets the ball to the quarterback at the proper snap time.
Good snap. Sonnet turns the corner, 40, tripped up, dives down near the 35-yard line. They'll say he stepped out of bounds at the 37, but that's a pickup of 8 yards. We'll bring up a third down, very manageable 2 yards here for Jay High as they just dominate this first quarter, and there's 2 minutes left.
I would like to see us keep it on the ground here, get that first down.
Sure. Jay Collin, the junior at quarterback. Holland keeps it. And might have squeezed out a first down. And he does, barely. Jake got about 2 yards there.
Well, you know, he's not going to be flashy, but Jake Holland will do what's needed.
Holland Suddeth in the backfield. From the 35-yard line, and here on jumps, offside again.
Very systematic of opening game. A handful of penalties now against Huron. Of course, the costly one was on the opening kickoff by Jackson, which cost him 65 yards.
But it didn't take him long to go that 80.
Yeah, about a minute and a half.
Yeah.
About 2.5 minutes, I guess.
Jay Collin looks over at Scott Farley to get the signal. We have a 1:35 to go here in the first quarter. Jackson 14-0. And inside the Huron 30. Good snap. Holland back to throw. Fires, caught. 20-yard line and 19. Cortez Butler, who let that one slip right through his midsection earlier. Sure-handed grab there, and he has a Viking first down. 19-yard line. And a good throw by the junior quarterback. Love that pattern, Tom, that delay over the middle.
Just a quick slant, nobody there to stop it.
Here's Holland on a boot, and he's going to be dragged down. Way back at the 27.
Holland ball carrier drops in the backfield. At number 2, Roderick Smith.
Tim Rustandler got back there. And second down very long now, 16. That was a loss of 6 or 7 yards for the High. They're right back out from the 26-yard line. And Holland back to throw, a little screen out here. Suddeth, a lot of blocking, 20-15-10. Cut back, 5, stays on his feet to the 2-yard line. Shante Suddeth, great call by the Jackson staff there.
Yeah, they kind of sucked all the Huron players in, and boy, Holland hit Suddeth, and his good quick feet got him down inside the 5. He did momentarily lose the football down there, but was able to cover it himself. So Jackson first and goal from the Ann Arbor Huron 2.
Right at the 2-yard line.
And, you know, that was a very clutch play by the Vikes.
Now the Vikings take a timeout from the 2-yard line. We will keep it right here. Jackson up 14-0 and just 24 seconds left. Just past 8 o'clock at 101.9, 14:50 in Jackson, Michigan. Tomorrow night we'll be up in Grand Rapids for West Catholic Lumen Christi. That's right here. And you can also catch K105.3, the Napoleon Columbia Central game from Columbia. Tom out of town.
Stockbridge leads 20-12 over Essexville Garber with 3:17 to go in the first half.
Stockbridge still scoring a lot of points. They scored a ton last year and gave up a ton. Vikes at the 2-yard line. They're ready to punch their third touchdown in of this first quarter. And they go into a power eye set in the backfield. Give it to Suddeth. He burrows his way into the end zone. Touchdown, Jackson. Strike up the band.
Power formation. Jackson doesn't do that very often. Two tight ends, three backs in the backfield.
Good to see.
And a direct snap from center to the quarterback, Jake Holland, and he gave off right tackle to Shanti Suddeth, who scores on a 2-yard run, his second touchdown of the night. And with 20.5 seconds to go, waiting this extra point, it's Jackson 20, Ann Arbor Huron nothing.
Vikes have 20, and there's 20 seconds to go in the quarter, and they go for two here with Holland. It's about 5 yards behind the center, who is Sam Close. He did a nice job in that drive. Here's Holland throwing, dropped. That could have been caught. There was pretty good coverage out there by Marcus Edmondson.
Edmondson might even have gotten away with one there. Holland threw a pretty good ball, tried to thread a needle.
Maurice White had his hands on it. Edmondson got his hands in there. 20-0 Jackson. 30 break. We're right back on 101.9 1450.
A rock-solid reputation of providing excellent service, support, and satisfaction. Committed to give their customers the best service available with the best parts and accessories. And a staff who has made it their business to know the business. Blair's Car Care, auto service and repair, tires and glass. If you have things to do and can't wait, they even offer a shuttle service. Blair's Car Care at 2424 Wildwood Avenue. Online at blairsauto.com or call 782-8116.
This is high school football on ESPN Radio 101.9 FM and 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
Here comes Jackson's little squib kick, and the ball is covered by Huron at the 46-yard line. For the Rats, Jake Snyder fell on top of it there. And check in the Viking defense. They haven't had to make too many plays here because Huron is... they've been awkward on offense. They do not look, let's say, well-honed. And they've had a couple penalties that have set them back also. Well, they come out first down at their own 46 following the short kick and recovery. And they go into an I set, kind of a power set. Good hit there on the running back, Miles. He is drilled. Cain Flowers came up, but there was a host of Vikings. Also, Anthony Coffey. And number 50. Out there for the Vikes, Malik Brown. Second and 10, that ends the quarter. First quarter history. Vikings 20, Ann Arbor Huron nothing. And we're back in 90 seconds on 101.9 and 1450.
American Title Company of Jackson has been serving the Jackson community for over 35 years. As Jackson's only locally owned and operated title insurance company, they take pride in supporting many local charities and nonprofit organizations in Jackson County. The Jackson community has supported American Title Company for over 35 years, and American Title Company has always pledged to give back to this community for their support over those 35 years. The concept of keeping your business local and promoting Jackson's business community has been a priority to American Title Company. Company, American Title Company, located at 280 West Cortland Street in the old Jacobson store for the home. When you're looking for windows and doors that are durable, reliable, and energy efficient, look to the ones builders choose most. Anderson 400 Series windows and patio doors stand up to Mother Nature, Father Time, and Old Man Winter, too. See the limited warranty for details. Anderson 400 Series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? Go see the pros at Spring Arbor Lumber and Home Center, just 5 minutes west of Jackson on M60.
The smartest way to do your home.
I'm Flip LaFleur, and recently we changed the name of our company to LaFleur Realty. While our name has changed, our commitment to our community has not. As alumni of Luma Christi and proud supporter of Jackson High School athletics, we at LaFleur Realty would like to wish all of Jackson County teams the best of luck this season. Like athletics, selling a home is easier with the right people calling the place. If you're looking to buy or sell your home, consider LaFleur Realty online at LaFleurRealty.com.
This is High School Football on ESPN Radio 101.9 FM and 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
Welcome back to Withing. A terrific play by the Jackson defense, but you can't read the number, which is an issue for us here. I'm looking as hard as I can, Tom, but I couldn't read it.
And, you know, our eyes are getting a little older, but this is not... I don't know why coaches do this. You can't even study your film and see who the players are after the game.
Third down 10 here for the Rats.
Except Witherspoon with those yellow shoes.
Yeah, I like that look.
Yeah, I keep thinking
Smith
it's a penalty flag.
Throws it long and incomplete. They just threw the bomb there to Edmondson. And Jackson had some pretty good coverage out there with Ballard.
Yeah, that was pretty much a one-receiver pattern, and it's
just throw it up for grabs.
Kind of a desperation. But, you know, on the very first play, I didn't notice Witherspoon's shoes. I thought penalty flag had been thrown. they are penalty flag yellow.
They're bright. Another kick. And this kid's a good kicker. Ian Smitserly. Smitserly. And gets it away, and Pryor is just going to let it bounce around. And again, look at it roll all the way inside the 5-yard line. Another great kick. That's a 50-yard kick, no return.
That was pretty good. And against good teams, we're going to have to make sure that gets covered.
Or at least fair caught.
Yeah.
But far, a laugher here with 10:43 to go. First half, Jackson up 20-0. And looking for more here. And they have 95 yards of real estate. At quarterback is Bramlett. Lawan Bramlett, the senior at 185. He ran two series. Jay Collin came in for one. Did a nice job. Looks like Hubbard is back in also. Bramlett keeps. Fake to Suddeth. Kept the football and dives out over the 10-yard line.
That's pretty big right there on first down from your own 5 to get it out and give yourself a little bit of breathing room. Also very dangerous are the shotgun teams nowadays that snap the ball back, you know, in the air to the quarterback. You have you got to be able to cover that.
Here's a first down into the secondary. Spinning is Bramlett again.
I think, Greg, you read that on his own because the fake was made on the belly, and Lawan Bramlett stepping to his left kept the ball and rolled right up the center of the field and got the ball all the way down to the 25-yard line.
10 to go. Jackson really rolling here in the first half. No answers for Ann Arbor Huron. Bramlett now looking to throw. Got to wide open. Catch it. Pryor does. 40-30. 20. 10-5 touchdown, Jackson. Two receivers wide open. Good patience by Luan Bramlett. And when he saw those two guys wide open, he just had to throw it up there. 75-yard touchdown pass, Bramlett to Corey Pryor. And we have a clock runner on our hands here, potentially. 26-0.
Actually, two receivers were wide open. Huron obviously badly blew that coverage, the fake to the inside and that little belly. Again, and Bramlett just threw it up in the air. Pryor grabbed it with 75 yards for the score.
Jackson's going to kick a point here. And that is up and no good. Off to the right. Look like Nick Crowder, Tom?
I think Crowder's a soccer player.
Good looking kick, but he missed it off to the right. 26-0.
You may as well try it.
Yeah, take a quick break. This is a good week to try a lot of things here and let a lot of kids play. 30 break, we're right back on 101.9 1450.
Hey, what you got there?
Oh, it's a foot-long Subway turkey and bacon guacamole.
Whoa, that's like all my favorite things in one sandwich.
Me too.
As if tender turkey breast and crispy bacon weren't enough, then they added delicious guacamole. It was like they created it just for me. I really gotta get one.
You want some?
Yes. I mean, if you don't mind.
Subway knows what you love. The big-time flavor of the new turkey and bacon guacamole. Subway, eat fresh. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
This is High School Football on ESPN Radio 101.9 FM and 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
With Tom Ratchford, GOC, Josh Ankrell tonight, 26-0 Vikings. We still have 9:45 to go here in the first half. Jackson kicks it long. They get a standing ovation. Here's the run back by Miles. Oh, good tackle, 22-yard line. Number 22, Anthony Coffey. He's made a couple good plays defensively for the High.
I've been around so long. I coached Anthony Coffey Sr. about 25 years ago. Good player, nice hit there. And, you know, Jackson doesn't kick it very deep very often.
That was a good kick.
Yep, and the fact that they did just gives the team a little bit of diversity. They've thrown enough to make teams now, you're going to have to honor that. And certainly the run game is good. It's not an inside run, it's perimeter. But nonetheless, this Jackson team so far has looked very confident, and they've looked good.
Yeah. They look very well coached, like they know what they're doing. Here's a little pass out in the flat by Broderick Smith to Marcus Edmondson. Those are about the only two names we've called here in the first half, along with Eddie Miles, Ray Miles. Eddie Miles played for the Pistons, Tom, as you recall, about 35 years ago. Second down and about three here for Huron on that pass completion. It's a little quick pass out in the flat. They have two running backs back there. Miles bust into the secondary, 40-45. Their best play of the night is out near midfield. Ray Miles. You know, you don't have to watch Huron very long, Tom, to know that Miles is their best player.
Right. And you know, like anything else, Miles has got pretty good foot speed, so if they can get a little seam and get the field opened a little bit, they'll be able to move the ball somewhat. Huron, of course, a work in progress. Showing up an hour and a half late doesn't help.
Miles struggles for just a yard or two here. Toss back by the interior there. For the Vikings, Malik Mathis there in the middle. Worthy, Yoxheimer, second down and eight. 8:40 to go till halftime, 26-0. Good guys. Jackson next week has Lansing Everett here, and we'll be here for that next Friday evening.
It's Thursday evening.
Next Thursday, excuse me. They're back to pass. They caught the ball for just a yard or two. Again, that's Marcus Edmondson.
Tackle made by Jake Holland.
Oh, the Viking quarterback, backup quarterback, second string quarterback, is out playing kind of a middle linebacker's position.
Well, remember, Bramlett played a little bit last year, and he played a lot of defense.
Very good.
Yeah, they had to have him on the field.
Very good defender. Third down, 5 yards for a first down. River Rats decked out white jerseys, green helmets, green pants. On third, Smith, straight drop, flares it out, not even close. Tried to hit Miles coming out of the backfield. He was covered like a blanket.
I want to say that's Anthony Coffey on that far side. And, you know, Jackson's going to stay in a man-to-man secondary coverage.
That was Coffey, and he did a good job. Pick up Miles out of the backfield. They're going to punt again.
And the thing is, if Miles is in the coverage, there's no threat for him to run. That makes it much easier for the defensive backs to make sure they stay on their man.
Fourth down and 5. Smitzer Lee. Busiest guy in the town of Ann Arbor right now. He's back to kick. High and short. And this one, not as good as the last one, will be killed at the 18-yard line.
But I think most importantly, unreturnable.
Like you can start there, first and 10.
So good job by the Jackson defense. Huron got a first down, but Jackson held steady and forced the punt.
18-yard line. 7:05 to go till halftime. Again, we started late tonight. So we might not necessarily finish late, but we did start late.
Wow, Holt and Hudsonville tied at 14 at the half.
Good ball game there.
Also at halftime, Chelsea 14, Grand Rapids Northview 7.
Bramlett at QB from the 18. They flare it out. Nice throw. 20, 24-yard line.
I like that little swing pass. It's a glorified screen, but since the ball is thrown behind the line of scrimmage, that you can block. And you can block that, and that's a very, very tough play.
Jackson ran a hurry up and then threw an incomplete pass to Demetrius Craig. Jamar Paris caught that pass on first down, so quickly it's third and about 5. From the 24-yard line. And here's Bramlett, and he fell down. Tried to make a cut, went down, and Jackson has a fourth down. They don't like to kick, Tim.
No, this will be interesting. Bramlett broke to his right, and it looked like he slipped on a banana peel. The field was wide open there, too, because I think he made the right read, but the Vikes didn't execute it.
Fourth and 4, no kick. But they get a first down. I think that was Suddeth right up the middle. No, it's Corey Pryor. He picked up 10 yards right up the gut.
Yeah, he's pretty reliable there, and he needed 6, and I think he got 7, so they move the chains again, get another first down, and set right back up to run the play.
So Pryor now running at tailback. They faked him, and Bramlett keeps, gets outside, breaks the tackle, 40, 45, 47, 8-yard line, and another Viking first down. Tom, you know it's impressive. No penalties, really, other than that first kickoff.
Right, so far.
We have grown so accustomed to seeing big plays called back.
And they're playing a hurry-up offense here. 6 minutes to go in the first half with a 26-0 lead.
Clock running near midfield. Bramlett faked a pass. Now he runs. He is dangerous. Another first down. Bramlett had no intention of running that football. He looked at a couple different receivers, and very wisely, Tom, pulled it down, ran right up the middle for a dozen.
Yeah, and I've got to believe, too, that Jackson's in far better condition.
And here's Pryor pops through. He's got a first down. Jackson just running these guys right into the ground right now.
Yeah, Huron's really dragging their wagons. And one of the reasons is Jackson's in superior shape because Scott Farley had these kids working. They worked all summer. They went to boot camp.
They just look so much sharper. Here's Pryor. Great cut. 20-15. One block. 10-5. Touchdown, Jackson. Corey Pryor again. 24-yard touchdown run. Corey Pryor. Get the record books out.
Of course, it's going to Pryor's second touchdown of the night, a 92-yarder, now a 24. Shawnee Suddeth had a 14-yarder and a 2-yarder, and then Bramlett hit Pryor on that 75-yard scoring touchdown play. So Corey Pryor's third touchdown of the night makes it 32-0 Jackson with 5:29 to go in the first half.
They're going to try to kick that point again with Crowder. Nick Crowder. And that one looks good, and it is. And he boomed it. 33-0 Jackson. And we still have a lot of time left in the second quarter, my friend. We're only halfway through. Back in 30 on 101.9, 1450.
Midwest Amusement is your go-to location for pool cues, table lamps, virtually anything else you need for your game room. But did you know Midwest Amusement are the ones to call when you need your pool table moved? Pool tables need to be leveled and seamed, and let's be honest, most pool tables are just plain heavy. Let the professionals at Midwest Amusement do it for you. You can also have your table recovered with 30 different colors and 4 styles to choose from. Let the pros at Midwest Amusement take care of you and your table. Call today at 782-5117.
This is High School Football on ESPN Radio 101.9 FM and 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
Out of town scoreboard, East Grand Rapids leading Grand Rapids Catholic Central 14-7. Tonight, one of the big games up in that area. Here's a run back on the kick. Miles broke away, and a good job by the contain man for the Vikings. On the outside, Deani Banks did a nice job. He didn't get sucked in, or Banks would have been able to scoot outside. And Banks made a very nice tackle. Banks on Miles, 25-yard line. And Huron, have they had a first down yet, Tom?
Yes, one.
One, okay. And they spread the field, 4 wideouts. Back to throw, fired out here. It's caught. That was a good throw. Terrible tackle by Jackson. 2 defenders there, and they let the wide receiver, Guerrari, get away out to the 47-yard line. 22-yard pickup there for Huron.
Yeah, 3 Jackson tacklers were there, and I think 2 of them bounced off each other.
Yeah, that should have been about a 5-yard gain.
Really the first good break that Huron's had all night.
5 to go, first half. Here on 101.9 and 1450. And a pretty decent crowd here tonight. Of course, school not in. And it won't be in next week either. Miles up the middle. Tripped up. That looked like Kane Flowers coming up out of the secondary.
We might need,
but I can't swear to it.
We might need to get a guy with binoculars here to.
This is terrible. These uniforms are just a nightmare. Second and about five. Rats trying to get on the board here. They're down by 33. Smith out of that shotgun. Ray Miles, the running back. And he is crushed. Probably lost a half yard there.
New defensive coordinator, Tom Johns. Pretty good opening night for him. He replaced Andy Turner. Andy Turner has resigned from coaching. He's got sons that play ball. I think it's Celine. Andy was a Ann Arbor Pioneer captain of their state title team. As he wanted to be around his boys as they were playing, so they're in high school now. So Tom Johns has taken over. He's a math teacher here. Used to coach at Reading, amongst other places. Pretty nice tackle there by Malik Mathis.
Third, we'll call it six. Smith trying to direct some traffic here out of that short gun. Two-step drop. Pass knocked away.
I think it was Witherspoon that batted it down with the yellow shoes.
It was Henry Witherspoon, the senior at 180.
Yeah, you know, Huron doesn't. I think they look halfway decent running the ball, but their passing is just put them in a worse hole.
And now on fourth down, quarterback stays in, so they're going to, with 3 minutes to go, they're going to try to get a first down here.
Quite honestly, their best player has been Schmitterly,
the punter
and place kicker. Schmitzerly.
They need six to keep the ball. Smith rolling, looking. Good contain by the Vikings, and they throw it away right into the ground.
I want to say that was Malik Mathis again at the quarterback.
They threw a flag over there.
Flag on the play.
Might have brought him to the ground.
This pass is incomplete.
Face mask.
You'll notice, Greg, there's seven officials. I remember when I was first coaching here 28 years ago, we had four officials in the CAAC. It was the CAC at the time. And Jeff Smith fought getting the fifth from East Lansing because he thought that fifth official would see too much. Then it went to five. Then it's now there's seven because there's two guys on each sideline, the referee behind the play, the umpire in the middle, and a back judge deep, just like they have in the pros.
Fourth down and a yard, and they get a first down on a quarterback sneak. That was a 5 yard face mask. And Huron will keep the football at the Jackson 42.
Marcus Worthy made the initial hit. Ball is spotted at right.
And the clock runs here on just a gorgeous night at Withington. Usually we're over here, Tom.
Sweating.
Doing a lot of perspiring.
Well, it's nice for the kids, too, to play in. Late summer has been really decent weather.
Smith out of the gun on first. He's rolling. He has some room to run, but he throws not even anywhere near Guerrari.
Well, Jackson caught a break because they got they lost contain. They got sucked in and blocked, and Huron was able to Smith was able to roll to his left, and he really could have either run all day. He elected to throw, and it wasn't very good. He may have been able to get a first down by running there.
So yeah, a lot of room.
Yeah, so that does stop the clock. They're down 33-0 with 2:19 to go in the first half. And it's been obviously all Jackson so far.
Smith back, his lone running back, Ray Miles, gives it to Miles, a little kind of a quick draw play, and he gets about 3 yards. Clock runs, 2:10 to go. Mark it at the 39. It'll bring up a 3rd and 7.
Inside linebacker Marcus Worthy on the stop.
Witherspoon, Worthy, Oxheimer, Coffey. Linebackers up front, Nelson, Brown, Mathis. We've seen Jake Holland play some linebacker. In fact, he is out there right now. Pryor, Suddeth, Parker, Ballard, the starting secondary, but they flipped some of those kids around also. Third long, Smith throws, and great catch for a first down. That was good coverage by Jackson. Edmondson was hit as soon as he caught the ball.
Really nice tackle there by Anthony Parker.
And that's a first down.
Man, I coached Parker's dad about 30 years ago, too. He was a good one. And so is Anthony. He's a very fine baseball player here, as well as football.
First down here on 30-yard line. Just a minute to go till halftime. Smith back to throw down the middle. Caught. They'll get it all the way to the 12-yard line.
Before Kane Flowers finally brought him to the ground. That was just a, you know, a seam pass. You're going to have some seams. I think they're playing man-to-man. Those seams shouldn't occur. But Jones was able to hit him, so it'll be a first down for Huron High inside of a minute now of the first half.
Smith, the other side, caught, short gain to the 7. Clock running. Under 40. Ball's at the 7. And a timeout Huron. Quick break. We'll come back in 30 seconds. We try to get through this first half. It's Jackson 33. Ann Arbor here on nothing on 101.9 and 1450.
ProCare Automotive, servicing Jackson for over 25 years, selling quality used cars and trucks, and servicing both domestic and foreign vehicles. Performing oil changes, wheel alignment, brakes, tune-ups, manufacturers' maintenance services, plus many other services. Owned and operated by Paul Berkmeyer. Come into ProCare Automotive at 2620 East Michigan Avenue in Jackson for your next auto service or used car. Call Paul today at 787-0781. That's 787-0781.
This is High School Football on ESPN Radio 101.9 FM and 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
Ann Arbor here on trying to get on the board here in the closing seconds of the first half. From Withington Stadium on 101.9 1450, Greg O'Kenner, Tom Ranchford, Josh Ankrell. Smith out of that gun. He has Ray Miles, the lone running back. And they run the jet sweep. There's a flag. Ball carrier hit in the backfield. Bryce McSwain lost about 4 yards.
And a flag.
Look like procedure on Huron. There was some movement, Tom, before the snap.
Yeah, it's against Huron.
Jackson will just take the loss. That'll bring up a third, about 10.
Eventually.
They figure it out.
Scott. Scott Farley finally went out and made the executive decision on that.
Since when do they come over and talk to the coaches, Tom?
You know, that's the other thing. You got seven referees. You got a lot of ears you can get to.
Third down, the ball's at about the 13-yard line.
Well, the defensive coordinator, Tom Johns, was out there first. Then he stepped back, and Scott went and talked to him.
On third, Smith rolling right looking, throwing. That's incomplete. It'll bring up a fourth down, and Smith was drilled by Weatherspoon.
You know, if you think about it, it's early in the season for the referees also.
Yeah, but those guys have done this a million and a half times.
So have we.
Yeah.
It's my 19th year. I think it's your 46th.
I don't know.
Did you start when you were two?
But yeah, I wish. Oh. That'd make me 48.
Yeah.
I'll drink to that. Fourth down and 11. 22 seconds left. Huron trying to keep the ball. Smith throws it in the end zone, and that is incomplete.
That's the benefit of man-to-man coverage that Jackson High is employing, especially when you get down in the scoring zone like that. You don't want to rely on a zone down there. So you play man-to-man, and again, I think that was Ballard, and he ran step for step, stride for stride with the receiver, and there was really nowhere for the ball to be thrown.
Nice job by Jaquan Ballard. And the Vikings come out here. We'll get the ball at the 13-yard line. Could they kick a field goal?
Well, Crowder certainly could after you saw that last PAT.
That was a good one. You would think they would just take a knee, and they do, and we are at halftime. Mercifully for Ann Arbor Huron. All Jackson High running roughshod over Ann Arbor Huron in this first half. Vikings 33, River Rats nothing. Take a 3-minute break, and we'll come back. See if we can dig up a few scores for you here at halftime. Recap the first half on 101.9 and 1450.